Question 40. Independence takes many forms. There's the independence that comes when you possess a strong set of self-help skills. Being able to tie your shoelaces, make your own lunch, and speak to a store manager to get an after-school job. These are essential skills for independent living that we should be developing in kids at different stages of development. These self-help skills are the building blocks for real confidence in kids. Our job as parents is to make ourselves redundant, so we need to do less for kids so they can do more. This type of independence is relatively easy for parents to develop. It's also very safe. However, developing a child's independence to navigate the world outside the front door of our home is very different indeed. Greater freedom involves an element of risk, which is naturally scary for parents. However, while our basic job is to keep our kids safe and secure, that doesn't mean we eliminate risk altogether by overprotecting them. Children gain confidence effectively by being given more independence, and although they are put at risk in the process, it is desirable that parents should not exceed what is necessary.